In the Tradition is an outstanding choice for this concert opportunity because they've been doing it for several years. They have performed at several museums across the country, bringing their jazz infusion to various museums. And so it's very fitting for them to come to Cincinnati, especially with our musical history.
They're billed as the foremost African-centered jazz ensemble in the country. Does African-centered jazz vary from what might be considered as mainstream jazz?
Absolutely. It's a fusion where you have African rhythms and drums that are being infused with the sound of the saxophone, the trumpet, and the trombone. And so it's this fabulous blend with African sounds merged with jazz.
And this sounds like a big group. Are there a lot of members?
Yes, there's quite a few members. I believe I want to say it's probably about a 7 to 8-piece jazz ensemble.
In the Tradition, we'll be performing 12 suites that were chosen to embody the struggle for freedom through music. Tell me about the selections.
The selections were written by the composer Alojimi Tafatuna. And Alojimi is out of Detroit, Michigan, as well as the band members. And he is the composer of the 12 suites.
This caps off more than a week of celebrations across the country. Why is there not one specific date for Juneteenth?
Well, the reason historically or why there's not one specific date for Juneteenth is because historically people obtained their freedom at various different times as the Union troops were going further down south. The particular date that we referenced Juneteenth to is actually June 19th of 1865, of when Union troops along with General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas and issued the General Order No. 3, which was basically the emancipation of those who were enslaved. And so it referenced back to that particular date. Here in Cincinnati, we've been having Juneteenth celebrations or festivals for the past 26 years, and it tends to fall around Father's Day weekend. And so our concert that is taking place this Friday is basically a part of that continuum of that celebration.
Why is it so important to remember and celebrate Juneteenth, not just here, but around the world?
Well, because Juneteenth serves as a historical milestone reminding all Americans of the triumph of the human spirit over the cruelty of slavery. This is understanding that July 4th has great significance to our country, but keeping in mind that it ignores the fact that there were segments of our country that where slavery still existed. And so Juneteenth is basically a reminder of this milestone of slavery, bodily slavery, ending in this country.
You can find out how to get ticket information for In the Tradition on June 21st at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Chris Miller, thank you.
Thank you as well, Matt.